Welcome to Season 2 of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now. In this season, Elizabeth will continue to take you through issues which she has come across in her Gestalt praxis, read about, or simply bumped into just living life. In addition, and new to this season, she hopes to occasionally have a guest on the show. The topics will still relate to mental well-being, existential questions, what makes your life meaningful, and also what makes it heavy. The setup of the episodes will be the same, with a set of headlines which hopefully will make it easier for you to make sense of what you hear. You can read much more about Elizabeth and how she works on her website willegestalt.eu.
Welcome to Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now. Today's episode is called Darkness into Light, Hope. And today I will talk about a beautiful and meaningful walk called Darkness into Light. And doing so, aspects of suicide prevention will for sure also be part of today's episode. Sometimes when we start, it's really dark. It's almost impossible to find our direction. And then the light slowly comes. And we can share a sunrise moment together or enjoy it alone. We can start to hope again. We can move from darkness into light. Doing an episode about suicide crisis has for a long time been something which was on my mind. However, talking about suicide and suicide prevention is for many reasons so delicate a matter. And I guess not talking about it is even worse. Because everything we don't talk about tends to get infected with shame and guilt and misunderstandings and loneliness. So I will talk about it. And even if a short podcast is only a small drop, but the ocean is made up of drops. And before we even get to the figure, if you have suicidal thoughts, seek help, or seek help to seek help. Which sounds strange, but seeking help can be a mountain for the individual to get over. And there is always help. Talk to your general practitioner, a friend, your family. There is a way out. For immediate help, if someone is about to attempt suicide and you are there, don't leave the person alone. And call your local emergency number right away. Or if you think you can do so safely, take the person to the nearest hospital emergency room yourself. Finally, before we move on, in this episode, I am not talking about para-suicide, which is risk behavior like excessive consumption of alcohol or other toxic substances which can lead to death. I am not talking about euthanasia, difficult word to say. And I'm not talking about medical-assisted suicide. Figure of today. Today's figure is about how to fight suicide and how to find back hope for everybody impacted by it. Let's first talk about the hope and about the darkness into light walk, which provides an opportunity for a nice walk with your locals on a spring morning and brings hope to people who have been impacted by suicide and self-harm. This year, it takes place on Saturday the 7th May around the world. We start before sunrise and walk until the light comes. It's a very symbolic time of the day to walk, and at the start, hard to navigate in the dark, and slowly, when the light comes, the mood also lightens, and the joy and maybe even laughter often becomes part of the walk. The walk happened first time in 2009 in Dublin, Ireland, to raise money for the Pieta House. The Pieta House provides free counseling to people suffering from suicidal ideation, engaging in self-harm, and for those bereaved by suicide. In 2012, the first international Darkness into Light walk took place, and today there are walks in many different parts of the world, also in Luxembourg, where I live. Outside Ireland, many local organizations involved in the fight against suicide and self-harm also benefit from the funds raised by signing up for the walk. You can, of course, find all links about the organization, how to sign up and participate in the walk near you, and also about the Pieta House, as well as the Luxembourgish organizations, Kanner Jugendtelefon, SOS Detres, and the League, all organizations engaged in suicide prevention here in Luxembourg. And they will all three benefit from funds raised by the walk. All info about everything that I mentioned here is in the episode description and on my webpage. Another part of today's figure is how to prevent suicide. Living can be difficult, and some lives have more hardship than fairies, that's for sure. And still, there is stuff we all need to be aware of. We all have a part, we can all help. How is this important? To be able to move from darkness in life into a lighter life again, I can hardly think of anything more important. And this goes both for people bereaved by suicide and for people with suicide ideations. A very fundamental existential consideration which we need to be allowed to have with another human being. My impression is that it's a very lonely place to be, there in the darkness. And it doesn't just seem dark, sometimes it really is. And this is where we all become very, very important for each other. We need to be able to at least listen to the hardship and the darkness. So what can we all do in suicide prevention? We need to be aware of warning signs, both direct and indirect messages, like when someone says, "I can't stand it anymore, life means nothing to me. I'm useless, I fail everywhere, I bring bad luck," or "you will be better off without me," and so on. We need to dare to take up the talk. We need to explore and express emotions in order to decrease the distress the person is going through. We need not just to say, "oh, this will pass," or "don't think about it." Or if needed, we need to reach out to people who can take this talk. We need to be aware of warning signs like isolation, withdrawal, sudden interest in travel, weapons, medicine, etc. Scruffiness in hygiene and clothes, degradation of, for example, schoolwork results, or on the contrary, overinvestment accompanied by stress and anxiety. We also need to look out for biological as well as psychological signs, depressive state, anxiety, fear, low emotional control, eating disorder, unusual fatigue, sleep disorder, and so on. All that I mentioned here are some of the signs which we can all look out for, being professionals or not. Keeping in contact with somebody in the darkness is important. In the darkness, when it's all very hard and extremely difficult, the troubled person needs somebody who can listen also without necessarily understanding. Speak simply and directly and value the person's skills. Try and measure the degree of intentionality. Ensure the storage of medicine as well as weapons. Encourage to meet people. Support the person in their daily life. Consider if help is needed by a professional. Like I mentioned at the very start, help to seek help. And this might be in a very practical way of accompanying the person to the first appointment of care. Suicide prevention is very important, and for me this became crystal clear when I some years ago took a training about intervention in case of suicide crisis, a training provided by an organization called Prevention here in Luxembourg. And here I understood that the majority of suicide survivors regret the suicide, so we have to give people a chance to change their mind. We have to make sure that it never gets too late to reach out for help. We have to make sure that the suicidal person get a chance to regret. This was a lot about what we can do and what we all can do in suicide prevention. It's a matter for all of us, the prevention, and still it happens. And it does have an impact on many people every time it happens. And for those who have lost dear ones to suicide, it's not easy trusting hope again. However, this is actually how the darkness into light started when Johnny and his wife Gertie wanted to create a movement to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel. They initiated this after losing their son Fergal, who took his own life at the age of 24. Please have a look at the full article by the Irish Sun. You will find the link in the description notes and on my webpage. It's a beautiful story, full of hope. A bit about what's gestalt in all of this. To be completely honest, I don't really feel like putting a lot of gestalt theory on today's topic. But of course, today's topic is at the core of existentialism and at the core of the ultimate concerns like death, freedom, isolation, and meaninglessness. And I can highly recommend Existential Psychotherapy by Irving Yalom if you want to dig into the ultimate concerns. But getting into ultimate concerns today makes me, in a strange way, feel detached from the idea of today's episode. So this will have to be another time. And here, I would like to come with a few very direct points. And maybe this is also a lot about what gestalt is. As we say in Danish, svisken på disken. Gestalt is a lot about talking to and not about. So being very direct. So let me be direct. People with suicidal ideations are in a desperate situation, which they want to get away from. They desperately want to flee a horrible situation. This is not the same as wanting to die. Do have lots of compassion with the person in this desperate situation, and do not necessarily try and understand, because understanding might lead to the mistake that it is possible to be feeling so bad that there is nothing else to do. And there is always something to do. Give the suicidal person a chance to regret, as I mentioned earlier on. When the mistake, the suicide, has happened, work towards separating the act from the person, from the individual. The deceased was so much more than the last desperate action. This separation between the act and the person will hopefully also help dissolve sentences like, "How could he or she do this to us?" The act happened in desperation, the person was so much, much more. Closing the gestalt. We're getting to the end of today's episode. I did talk about it, and I do believe we need to do so. And let me just repeat, if you have suicidal thoughts, seek help, or seek help to seek help. Talk to your general practitioner, a friend, to your family. There is a way out. For immediate help, if someone is about to attempt suicide and you are there, don't leave the person alone and call your emergency number right away. Or if you think you can do so safely, take the person to the nearest hospital emergency room yourself. Darkness into life. Let's move together on the 7th of May. Let's help each other to hope. And the next moment will be new, will be different. Thank you so very much for listening today.
Thanks for listening to this episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show via your podcast app of choice. Should you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with Elizabeth Wille. You will find all the needed details on the website willegestalt.eu. Just a quick disclaimer, all case stories are anonymized and no clients directly quoted without prior written consent. And remember, any information you hear on this podcast, see on the Wille Gestalt website, Facebook page or Instagram, is for information purposes only and should never be a substitute for actual mental and or medical advice from a doctor, psychiatrist, or any other health professional.